bitch.
Also, look, Kevin's allies tonight. Look at him.
Oh, fuck this shit.
Oh, never mind. Just questionable.
Why do you gotta show the nipple, though? Why? Who takes their shirt off like that?
Because he's a true ally.
And then next. Like, that's how we're going to start this.
That makes true allies.
Because he's being a true ally, and he knows... He knows nipples the gays first. Love some nipples.
Nipples first.
Gays love their nipples.
Jesus. All right, I don't even need to cut a cold open. I mean, there it is. Let's just start the
nipples show. First.
Nipples first, guys.
Cup to cup.
Hi, everybody. This is Cup to Cup episode number 240, goddamn seven. Look, it's Sunshine Kevin. He's here. This is the Sunshine State here in Florida. I'm happy to be a representative of it. So I'm happy to be here. I got all my boys here. I'll start with Jason because he's got his hand up like a fucking goddamn child.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Are you going to leave your AC on? And if you are, can you put the echo or the little...
Oh, shit.
I know it's hot in Florida. I'm not trying to like fucking hot shame you here, but I just...
Hot shaming. But he's like, turn that shit.
There's got to be, I mean, are temperature. We going to cancel for hot shaming now?
Temperature privilege.
No, bro, you know? I'm just this... letting you know I can hear it, so you do your magic.
Cancellation on, Jason.
I like how it turns on and you start turning into a robot and then it clears up. It's like I'm here.
Sounded like a transformer.
That was cool.
Jason, my echo cancellation's on non-robot style.
Sounds good, bro.
Style.
Thank you, man.
Anything else you want to say to the people? You know, that since we're live on a podcast now, and you know,
I think you look good.
I introduced you. Okay.
Hey guys, it's me. It's Jose. I'm here too. What is up, my people?
Yo. It's not your time.
That's hilarious.
Chase, you're
yo, Jose got put in the corner by Kevin. He literally put him, and Chris is gone.
Yeah. So, anyways, how are you today, Chase?
I'm great.
How's the internet?
It is fixed, which is awesome.
Okay, oh, that's good. Chase had some wind issues in Colorado.
Yes, I was told that it was my modem, even though I insisted it wasn't, and it was not the modem.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'd like to welcome in Chris. Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, man. Do you see what I'm drinking?
Yeah, you got some Wild Turkey.
I
literally was like, grabbed the Wild Turkey at the liquor store today, and then like right next to it was some Buffalo Trace.
Well, I got it last week, but I was like, I'll save it because you weren't on.
Like $100 bill right there. You just
holy
left.
Fuck.
This is literally $29
plus $70.
You're trying to spend.
How much is the 101?
I got
are
the mini.
$34.
I got the mini one. I didn't go all out for that one.
Wow, got it. Would Jose, you, again? Can we bring him in? Or
oh yeah, sorry. Are you ready to behave yourself now?
He looks.
It wasn't your turn to be introduced, okay? So just scream about whenever the hell you want. All right. So Jose is here, everybody. Go ahead, Jose. Do your thing.
Just thinking about how fucking great last week was, man. There was no need to break any ice. It's just.
Anyways,
he
Jose
kicked him out again. He got
and he's out.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Welcome back, Jose. Notice you're not wearing your rainbow shirt. I guess we're not allies.
Ooh.
Thanks a lot, bro.
I mean, there is a rainbow on the shirt.
Literally.
No, that's just Lucky Charms, dude.
It was the accidental other pride shirt. The Magically Delicious.
Was it accidental? You put that out there on purpose.
Yeah. That was a Kevin Mastermind design.
Oh.
Oh.
Great. Genius.
Wow.
You're a visionary. It's amazing.
Whew, man.
Thanks, dude.
It's going to be a brutal episode, by the way. I just want to throw this out there. We're going to be angry. I want to know what's going to fuel it, and I can tell you right now, after opening item, we're going to play clip from two episodes ago for us to finally figure out who won What's That Sound. It is
come on,
let's
the
go.
closest any of our battles have ever been. I want to say that. And I honestly think we're going to end as a tie, and I'm cool with that. But if we don't, I was leaning towards Chris.
Boy.
But again, I think Chase and Chris is me close. Then it came Jose, and then, or no, Jose was out because he said something, but then Kevin goes in Rugrats, just fucking willy-nilly, like it mattered 10 seconds later.
Yeah, I think we should just give it to Kevin.
Absolutely not.
I do appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much for including me.
If we can't decide between Chris and I, just give the point to Kevin.
I'd rather
at this juncture. I could use it for sure.
Not that far behind.
Not that far ahead either.
Well, Christmas episode, you get 75 chances.
You just gotta keep it close.
Why don't we just do the
Chase is gonna make a passive aggressive comment about all the chances that he
No, I really don't care. I kinda like all the chances at the end. Again, I think of it like Supermarket Sweep back in the day where like throughout the year you're just getting that lead.
I'm fucking old, dude.
I love that.
You're getting that head start.
That's his reference.
That head start, and then Christmas is like when they're like, everybody fucking go.
Let's go. It's like get the hams.
Exactly.
Supermarket.
The roast beefs.
I know you don't remember what episode, but do you remember what you got the 2 points for?
One was for Florida Man, and the other one was...
I wrote down Florida Man and Trivia.
Or whatever. Trivia. Right, cool. That makes
I'm putting
sense.
It down randomly for random episodes, but just to have it on the board. On the digital board.
Kevin, is that Wild Turkey in the dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
The big board right now sits at... So I feel like we
his
should do
dick
this
is always
episode.
Full of Wild Turkey.
Every episode in the beginning. The big board challenge, the What's That Sound, the Trivias, the Florida Mans, all of those. As it sits right now, Chris is winning 5. Then it goes to Chase 4. Then Kevin 2 and Jose 2. So is
Jose participating? He made a big deal about how he's been on basically every episode this year.
I'm going to like Chris did. He said, I want to be part of it. I'm going to allow Jose to volunteer in there. I don't feel like he should be voluntold. I feel like it should be a volunteer situation.
Did I hear voluntold? Is that a thing?
Yes.
You sure did.
Right? It is definitely a thing.
Just made it.
Corporate motherfuckers.
And I would like to say,
I don't
want
to be voluntold. I need to be volunteered. Okay.
I also like to say that Mike's suggestion of the winner of this doesn't go on the board and then I get put into it no matter what next year. I do like that rule.
I like
I will
that.
Say that.
I love
rule.
That.
Sure
yeah.
you do, bro. Sure you do.
I love that rule. You can't please him. You can't please him no matter what you do.
I literally is forcing him on the fucking board next year. And he's like, oh, yeah, of course you do, bro. Of course you do. Like
his eyes got so angry.
Kevin's, no, those are just glasses, dude.
Yeah, these are glasses, bro.
Yeah, those are glasses.
I didn't get the memo.
Oh, yeah, I was
doing shades tonight, bro.
Yeah, it's because I'm high as shit, dude.
Fucking stone, motherfucker.
We go with that opening item, guys? You ready? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No, how much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, Fred Searing. How are you?
You know what I can't remember, Chris? Is that music? Hey. Did I put that on there, or is that part of the movie?
No.
No, to what?
No, it is. It is. Okay. It is.
Is it? I honestly can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah. I always assumed it was, but then you asked the question. I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like it sounds. I think it
I feel like it has to. It fits too good.
Now we just have to watch the movie.
It does.
And find out.
It does. Because I saw it recently because I was pulling up a clip for something
up.
From where we fucked up, and the whole it thing. Was. I remember the. Yeah, because at first I thought that you had added it, but no, it actually is just perfect goofy music for a weird moment.
I'm trying to think of when's the last time I had whiskey. This might be the first thing since New Year's.
Really?
What have you been drinking? Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
Opening item?
Yeah, we have Let's an opening item, folks. Get excited. This is going to be a doozy. Have you ever been to a strip club with your significant other? If yes, how did it go? If not, would you ever go with them?
See, I pulled an audible after this weekend because
you clearly went to
I changed
a strip
it.
Club with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And that was and then drunk
how
me
was
thinking it was fine.
Was that
a blast?
First time?
Yeah, and that's what made me think after we left.
You get,
I was like,
you get a lap dance?
Now, this was the slowest strip club I'd ever seen.
Slowest?
Like, it was, like, dead. It wasn't very busy. We were there at, like, 12:30, barely legal, right there on Bourbon Street. Dead.
And there was no way. What day was it? Like,
Saturday night? No, Saturday night.
At midnight?
Weird. Yeah, 12:30. Very slow.
Maybe strip clubs just aren't the place to go anymore.
Maybe there was a health inspection they failed or something. I don't know.
I think that would stop anybody from going.
Yeah, I think the clientele going there are not like, oh, they failed the health inspection. I'm not going to go in there.
Kevin's walking into the next one.
Crystal busier?
Your health license?
Yes, Crystal was 10 times busier than the strip club, actually.
Well, as we found out, Crystal apparently serves alcohol as well.
Who knew? And also, per the trend of Crystal in New Orleans, they fucked up our order per usual. So to keep it right on trend, they never fails.
They give zero fucks about it.
They don't care.
They do not care.
This is wrong. Don't give a shit.
Did you care, Chris? Did you care?
No.
Yeah,
was it hard liquor or just beer and wine?
No, that you could get so like hard. They had a little like the daiquiri machines in there.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't blow my mind if it's daiquiri machines. If it's daiquiri machines, whatever.
But they also have like a full, like where the girl gives you sodas, they also have a full, like she's got liquor bottles all back there. So they could make you like.
That blows
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. Litty,
no, of course they are. That's why they're fucked up all the time. The food's always wrong.
I know two ways about that. So how was the strip club though? I mean, tell us exactly.
Exactly. Well, we went in, we sat right at the front stage. I don't remember the first girl. The first girl that Chastity. Was in there, though. No, Diamond, actually. It was Diamond. Close.
That was my second choice.
She was repping her brand. She was throwing out pictures. She was throwing out T-shirts.
What?
She's
the new age of strip clubs.
She was throwing out all her merch. Yeah.
Like, hey, she didn't throw out any diamonds. Because that was.
Did she have like a QR code on her ass that you would scan?
Just like, wait, I'm not filming. I'm just QR code.
She's listening right now. Like, that's actually not a bad.
She's like,
she's writing it down in her notebook right now.
Just temporary tattoos and just put them on them.
If they have like OnlyFans, I guess they would want to market themselves. Which, like, when we were going to strip clubs together, that wasn't a thing. So
there's a new one now. It's called Unfiltered. It's a new
What's
one.
That?
They were handing out bucket hats in the strip club. It was called Unfiltered. They're like, it's a new OnlyFans.
Nah,
oh man, OnlyFans has competition.
I see Jose over there writing.
I'm googling. That's not a fucking thing.
Is that mean? Is it?
It's called Unfiltered.
It's not a thing.
I'm just that's what the free bucket hat said. Unfiltered. What do you want from me?
Kevin, there's no way that you know something about porn that I don't know about.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the king of
Kevin's
porn.
Kevin's like, I get those daily updates. We get sports updates. Kevin gets porn.
I know
updates.
Everything about porn.
Well, we'll put that knowledge to the test later on Spotify.
Unfiltered.
Jose, you
I love
with
the little
Unfiltered?
Foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I've never heard about it before.
Okay, so yeah.
Well, Jose doesn't know. It's not
between the two of us. We know everything about porn.
We'll find out later on Spot the Fake.
What?
It's a little foreshadowing. Just go.
Yes.
Just roll with
There's
it.
Porn, Kevin.
You have Unfiltered on there as
oh
a.
Oh my god.
Fuck it. All go right. to the next person.
So,
fuck it.
So
you guys ever think about when you see those videos and they talk about what happens to guys' brains after they watch porn? Do you ever wonder like what Kevin would be like if porn like was like diminished from him for like a week?
Try it. Well, try it for a week. Kevin.
The way you said that made me think.
Without porn, it's no big deal.
The way you said that made me think about the time Kevin texted us and was like, "Dude, I got like 9 hours of sleep last night for the first time in my life. Is this what Emily feels like all the time? I feel like I could conquer the fucking world.
Feels so refreshed.
A girl used to sleep 10 hours every day, and anything under 10, it's like fuck yourself. I'm still gonna sleep.
Those days are behind her though, right?
What?
With the child? No? Oh, you're still... Oh,
she's still putting in the 10 hours.
It must be nice. Yeah,
Kevin, I know you said you can get through a whole week without porn, but can
Easily.
You go a whole week without porn or masturbating?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, that's impressive. My thing's not about... I know he can handle not... having porn. I'm saying, what would it do to his head? Like, would he be less
based on those like studies that people say?
It would swell it up until it just bursts.
He's gonna start like dropping like the most vocabulary out of anyone on the podcast.
What word did you just fucking say?
maybe some of the things about him that you know make him Kevin will change. Like maybe his he'll start remembering dates, or his thumbs will grow in, or something of the sort.
Something of that sort.
So who else?
You guys are an easy crowd, by the way. If that got you to crack up like that,
because it was a pity laugh. It was a pity laugh.
It's not about the fact that he made fun of your thumb. It's how he said it. He was like, maybe your thumbs will grow in. Like, it's just
they'll
like,
grow in
potential
because they're just
of getting bigger. Makes me
laugh. One day, maybe, you know, it won't be so stubby.
Like it's getting rid of his baby teeth. He's getting rid of his baby thumbs. Is that what you're saying,
bro?
Have a real thumb soon.
He'll be a real Kev, I can't soon. Tell your face with these glasses on.
Oh, what?
He wants to see your eyes.
So, okay, that's how I pictured it.
Put him back in.
So, significant others, has anybody else gone to a strip club with their partners?
Yeah, I think no. I mean,
no.
Including you, Jose.
No.
Would you ever though go?
Great question, Chris.
So me and you, Chris. Sorry. So yeah, I have definitely gone multiple.
Wait, you've gone?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what are you fucking asking us for? Tell us about your experience.
Because I didn't want to, like, talk over. I figured I'd give everyone an opportunity to talk. I honestly thought Jose, for sure, went to a partner, or, like, went with Michael to a strip club because he goes to drag shows, and I feel like that's one step closer to a strip club.
Where are there male strip clubs, like, that are, you know, readily available for...
You're asking literally...
This is the wrong crowd to be asking that question.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, have you ever... You can very clearly... You clearly know that a strip club is a strip club when you're walking past it, when you're driving past it. But, you know, you in passing, you would clearly see that it would be a male strip club.
Well, good news.
I haven't seen them either. So
I don't know if you're anywhere
really
close
like...
to 1437 South Street, but you got Uncle Mania Male Strip Club in Philadelphia.
Ooh, there you
go.
Uncle Mania?
Bunk?
Bunk?
Honk.
Honk. Sorry.
Are we fucking
Jesus.
Bunch
sorry,
of deaf bastards over here. Honk.
I literally didn't hear you. I'm sorry, bro.
Sound like a goose.
Damn.
There's a lot of anger on tonight.
It really is.
But yes, strip club. Emily went. First thing that I assumed she was going to do is fucking analyze the shit out of the dancing. And that's what she did. That's a lot of abs.
Put it up again.
There,
yeah, a whole lot
put
of abs
again?
In there.
Wait, she analyzed the shit out of everything? Meaning
out,
like,
of the dancing,
like,
out of the
those
dancing.
Those are all straight guys.
Yeah. Out of the dancing?
Well, yeah. She's...
Background
she
of
dance.
Emily, for anyone who doesn't know,
she's
like, she literally danced. Yes, but she's in ballet her entire life until
they're
her
not
late
doing
20s.
Ballet dances.
Okay, so let me help you out here, Kevin, the correlation between
it's a different
dancing
kind of bar.
And dancing. It's still fucking dancing, so they're going to take and nitpick the dancing because she was a dancer. Just because her pole was horizontal and the strippers were vertical doesn't mean there's some translation.
That was really good, Jason.
Very good, Jason.
I do this every day at work because people are like, oh, what did Emily do before here? She was, oh, she used to dance. And I was like, vertical bar, not horizontal. And they look at me, what? And I was like, I'm kidding. It's horizontal, not vertical. And they're like, I don't know.
I'm not sure which one.
I still don't know which one it is.
And then they meet
gonna
her
go
going,
to like
no fucking way she was a stripper. Like,
some company event. She's going to walk in. They're going to be
why
like.
Why would when they meet her.
Stripper wife.
There's no fucking way she was a stripper.
She's so incredibly introverted and shy. Like, I don't see how that becomes. Then again, she did dance in front of hundreds and hundreds of people and thousands of people. So that maybe actually that's.
It's like
know.
On second thought, actually.
You know, for performers like that, it's like when you're in front of a crowd, it just turns you into a different kind of person. So maybe there are introverted, very shy strippers out there that once they grab that pole,
the music hits.
Ladies, this is your time to come out to us. Hey, join us on the Cups of Cup podcast. Tell us about how you're shy to be a stripper.
Shy to be a stripper.
I feel like happy we're to like analyze your
it's like the Murray Show. Are you shy to be a stripper? You should call Cup to Cup. Be a guest on our show.
Murray that was the first ever like clickbait. Like that's it's like
oh 100%.
You're like passing by. You're like, wait, what does that say? Yeah, I'll watch.
Ooh, I'll click it. I'll click on that.
Hold on, this.
My wife cheated on me with my brother. What? Yeah, okay, right. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I want to see how this plays out. Like, I'll leave this.
Who's
on.
My baby daddy?
I'm curious now.
Erica would never go to strip club. I would never go to strip club with Erica. That's just awkward.
Why not?
Why?
Why? What's the point?
What if she's like, I really want to go to a strip club with you?
It's a party.
If she's like that, then yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, it was actually Emily. So a group of us, a group was going, and then I looked at her. I was like, I'll go if they go. And she goes, I'll go. Let's go. And we literally just grabbed cocktails. We sat down, and we just watched. That was it.
That was pretty much.
I would never in my life get a. I mean, I wouldn't get a lap dance regardless, but I would not get one with her. Like,
what if she was like, "Do you mind if I get one?"
If she gets one, then go for it. And if she tells me I want you to get one, then I'd be like, I mean, if this is doing something for you, let's go.
Let's
have fun with this.
Sincere assist.
Jason's living out his fantasy. He's like, and if this is doing something for you, that's awesome too.
Yeah, and if you want to call it later and see what happens and go from there.
We're all home at my house, and this is crazy. Is this doing something for you too? This is all fun.
We removed the car seats in the back, so we have room if someone else wants to go back there.
I could see Jason like midway through the lap dance, like looking over, like mouthing to her, like, is this doing something for you?
How is this going? How's it going? How's your vagina feel?
Is it good?
Do you want me to stop? Do you want her to go faster?
Open and close.
What did you see in the sky? You guys,
sorry, tell me. Scout was going like crazy outside, so I was trying to see if I could see him out the window right here.
He was staring at the eclipse.
You got a window right there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry.
I was trying to think of a basement window. Nice. And I guess it's kind of like all the movies, you know, where it's that tiny little...
It is a tiny little window,
A wee little mate.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That was perfect. It was great.
Thank you.
It was great.
All right, guys. So, two episodes.
Did Chase go?
Episode. What's up? Chase said no. Do you want
to? I mean, if she wanted to go, I would go. If she, same as Kevin, if she came up and was like, I really want to go, then I would. Otherwise,
no. I could see you guys actually having a really good time at a strip club.
Who's
like being
guys?
Like chill about it, like Chase and Mary. I think because Emily. I can never see Emily. I can't like physically see her in a strip club. So it's like it's funny that she's been.
She's a dancer,
just, like,
bro. So like there are
but horizontal, not vertical, Kevin.
I would never see Erica in a strip club. But I think out of all the no shade, I think out of all the wives, the one that like. The girlfriends, the one that is more inclined to do the partying is Mary.
Mary's partying tends to be drinking games. Like that's she likes to be competitive.
So she want to play ring around the fire or ring of fire with the strippers, huh?
I mean, maybe she might.
Gather around.
We're going to put cups.
The stripper bends over
to
pick up
around the pole. If you break it, you're out. Like
stripper starts. Stripper's like, all right, let me pick up a card, and then she stands over the cards and squats.
Yeah. Could you see Mary just screaming at the stripper like, Chassie, right? Don't you fucking cheat? Drink the goddamn drink, goddammit.
I'm the question.
She's a stickler for the rules. She's a stickler for the rules.
I could see her yelling at Diamond and Chastity all night, bro.
Fucking Diamond. Chris, you got her QR code or what's up?
Dude? No, she did not have that on her ass.
You didn't
actually.
Shout her on the podcast?
Huh?
You could have been like, hey, give me a free lap dance. I'll give you a shout out on our podcast.
Well, he already shouted out the new Unfiltered.
Yeah, apparently. Unfiltered. Fucking Louisiana's OnlyFans.
It's their version, I guess.
All right, let's get to this one. Name that show, episode 245. We said there was a tie. We didn't give you the answer last episode. And I think it's incredibly close. So Chase wants to listen to it. I'm sure Chris will want to. I think it's up to Chase and Chris right now. Kevin, Jose said his answer wrong, so he was out automatically. Kevin was like 10 minutes late. So listen closely. But my thing is I think you're going to have to listen, but I think you're going to really have to look at both of them at the same time and see who says it and finishes the word. I think that's the important part here. And if we can't decide, then it's a tie and they both get a point for it, I think. All right, here we go.
Salute your shorts.
Oh, Rugrats. Play again. I was so locked in on me. If you want, I know how to make this slow motion in a video.
Okay.
I don't know if you know.
If we want to go down that route, we will. Unless Rainbow we want to decide.
I think we need to.
Both.
I think we need to.
I don't
because
think we need to.
I don't think we need to. I think we just make it a tie and go from there, or we say Chase one, or we say Chris one.
Salute your shorts.
Rugrats.
I can't tell.
I feel like
I have no idea.
It's like impossible.
Give it a half point.
As much as I'd be biased, I can't tell either.
No, half points.
No, it's either full or nothing.
Then neither get a point. Fuck it.
Or nobody gets a point.
No,
nobody gets a point.
Nope, nobody.
No, I'm overriding it. I give Chase and Chris a full point.
Okay, Pod Boss, overriding.
I'm not giving
it
a half a point, and then I'm not just not giving points out.
Wait, what's a Pod Boss, anyways?
right there in the middle of your screen.
Congrats, Chris and Chase. I think that's got to be the first tie that's like equivalent. Like, there's no way, like, outside of outside of slowing it down, which I don't think we need to do.
Yeah, we don't even have to run around the bases for it
or pull any hammies.
Please, so that was what was that, episode 245? Name that show, correct?
That's correct.
So boom and boom.
Chase, do you want to bring up the fact that your son ran the bases? I mean,
nope.
We've done it twice already.
I'm good.
Make it a third time.
I'm good. He ran the bases. Yep. There you go.
Nothing else you want to say about it?
He didn't pull a hamstring.
Oh.
He didn't pull a hamstring.
Wow, it's very impressive.
Although I almost did, so there you go.
No shot. You actually tried
What? I ran with him, bro. I sent you the video.
Wow, Jason.
You almost pulled a hamstring.
Heartfelt videos. I was just fucking around. I was like, I hope not.
Heartfelt videos.
I was
hey,
basically walking.
Hey, Justice Steele fucking pulled his hamstring just reaching down for a ground ball. So, you know, even athletes do it.
Sammy Sosa pulled his back out sneezing, right? Is that what it was?
Was it Sammy? I thought it was...
Or was Sammy either sneezed or slipped in the shower?
That was
one
like
of the
Manny
two.
Ramirez or something.
Jesus, what a shitty way to go.
I know.
Or he's alive, but you know.
Well, I mean, like get injured.
Alexi! All right.
Alexi!
All right, yes! Because these Florida Man headlines keep giving me opportunities to put multiple guesses in those. This week's Florida Man comes out of Pensacola.
Ooh. Let's go.
Here we go.
Imo, what time is it?
Thank you, Imone. Shut the fuck up, Kevin.
Is there something that people say after that?
No.
It's time to get loud and it's time to represent.
Oh.
Wow.
That's pretty loud.
Great.
Cool.
Pensacola.
Florida man arrested at Pensacola blank after hitting man in the head with blank.
Pensacola blank after hitting man in the head with blank.
I'm going to say at Pensacola Beach after hitting a man in the head with a fish.
Fuck, that's a good answer.
I was going to say a certain type of fish, but I'm going with fish.
I like it. I like it,
And it's also like sharks are fish. I just want to throw it out there.
No, we're not. We're not going to count that.
Whales are fish.
No.
Dolphins.
Just dolphins. Say ocean creature if you're going to
ocean creature.
Yeah, say that if
a living creature point. Being in the water. So,
I'm going to say at a Pensacola strip club with a dildo.
There's only like two of them. So.
Well, I mean, it could be the one.
You're right. It could be.
I'm rolling with Pensacola Bank.
I like that.
Arrested at a Pensacola
no,
bank
it says
after
blank.
Hitting.
It says blank there.
After hit, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin.
So stupid.
Oh, my.
After hitting the man, a man in the head with fast food.
Okay.
He was arrested.
A taco.
At a Pensacola bar after hitting a man in the head with a beer bottle.
I like Kevin's the best. I hope he's right.
I hope all Kevin's of your guys wrong. Is the best. You guys are all awesome.
There was only one person that got close, but I don't think you guys are going to give him the answer.
If it's a goddamn thing in the water, you got that right.
I'm definitely not
Florida
giving
man arrested at Pensacola's Miller's after hitting man in the head with a bottle of Crown Royal.
That's not beer.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just saying he was close. I'm just letting you guys.
I know you've been trying to give Chris points all day today, so look.
I'm earning those points.
Would Chris
anytime
have,
you want to join in on this competition. You
would
know,
you have can, given Chris the point if he had just
you.
Say a bottle?
I would have, yes.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
That's then. Thank you, Jake, because that's where I. That's why he went so specific that it hurt him.
I know.
So I feel like
I kind of want to give him the point.
I bet you do, because you want to make it a two-man game. That way, the everybody else out of the competition.
I will always.
The crazy thing, you could still get him yourself. You know,
he is the most admirable person when it comes to this big board, because he has been the one person that has given points where it's been.
I don't want to discourage. I don't want to. I don't want to discourage people from like getting too specific. Now, if he said like I don't know a 2-liter, then I probably wouldn't have counted that. But like, it's still a glass bottle. I don't know.
Is this you prepping for like your future?
Yep. No.
Saying like, you know, so that way when I stay.
Like,
remember that
vague.
One time that we gave Chris that point?
Wait, I stay pretty vague for that exact reason, though.
What is both of your favorite reality TV show?
Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's Big Brother.
So what are we doing? We're just setting it up, right?
setting it up?
What do they call when they team up? What is it called?
An alliance?
You guys are getting
That's not a bad argument.
Picks up for Chris. Okay. Now Chris is going to be like, you know what?
Again, I stay vague, though. So I'm not going to need him to do that.
I'm going to lean towards
Wait,
Chase.
Don't say that into his face. You have to say it in the confessional. You can't say it when he hears you.
Yeah, I got
to
wait until it's just me.
Now I heard you. Now I heard you.
Wait, here, I'll put you in confessional. You want me to just make you solo?
You want me to go in the diary room?
There you go, Chase.
Okay, I'm in the diary room. Yeah, this is Chris and I's plan. We've been texting about it for months now. We're just going to have each other's backs and... I mean, it already worked earlier this episode. We both got a point for Name That Show. We planned that 100%. So it's working out. Kevin has no fucking clue because he's stupid and wears glasses at night in a garage. But just don't tell him.
Jay, you gotta cut that, and you gotta put like his name on the bottom.
Yeah,
like,
Jay, you gotta cut that. Yeah, perfect.
Sorry, Kev.
No,
Kevin.
He's doing it. It's locked in. He's doing it.
That was really good. I don't think Chase or Chris are doing that. I just think Kevin's argument actually kind of makes sense, and you guys should do it. To be honest with you, like thinking about it now, because you two are leading it now.
No,
so you guys stay in the lead.
No, because with Mike's new thing, winning has a big benefit.
Oh, that's
if we actually.
I think we're starting to become an alliance, you know. And you know. I think it's gonna be good for the future. We'll see what happens. This is my first time ever playing this game, so we'll see. But I'm excited, guys. I'm really excited.
it's almost always people's first time playing the game.
Yeah, always.
That's not true.
I said
so
almost.
What are we doing? I'll leave it to the team. Vote. Yeah, put your hand up right now and say if you think Chris should get a point.
Put your hand up.
What?
Chris doesn't get to vote.
Of course I'm going to vote for a point.
A beer bottle is going to qualify as a liquor bottle. We're going to do this.
Okay. No, that's too specific. That's too specific.
Okay.
You're not smart enough to get a point.
That's the whole point, though. The thing is that this shit is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. Okay. We shouldn't be easily getting points.
All right. Sorry, Chris.
I just want to know, Jose, would you have given him the point if he just said bottle?
Yes.
Yep.
Go vague, yes. Chris.
Apparently, too specific.
You literally heard me go vague 30 seconds before.
You heard it?
Yeah.
You were trying to go too vague.
You know that if any of us were to say bottle, one of us will say of what? So if asked, he would probably say a bottle of liquor, which that would count as a point. Hmm. Nobody would just let it be a bottle. We would ask... To explain what kind
God
of
God damn it. Quit making sense. God damn it.
I know.
Speaking of balls, folks, I am loving drinking this whiskey out of my fucking glass dick. It's the greatest punishment of all time. I just want to throw it out there. I can't think of a better thing that I'd rather drink out of.
Speaking of punishments, though, Chris, have you come up with one for Kev?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down to two, actually.
Can we
hear
those?
Are you going to wait till the end of the episode, or you want to do it now?
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
We'll do it right now.
If you narrowed it down to two, you got to just tell us the one. Like, don't even tell us the two options.
All right, then we'll do it at the end. Do one then?
If you need time to decide between the two, wait till the end.
No, I do. No, I sure do. All right, the end.
I sure do.
Don't we do that?
You got there?
We got a bunch of voice nuggets.
I reckon I do, boy. Yes,
we got a little taste of one of the nuggets that one of our listeners was very upset with. And then we got our boy Josh. We haven't heard from Josh Ferris Art. JoshFerrisArt.com.
JoshFerrisArt.com.
He dropped two, and then I said, I'm not going to listen because I don't like to listen to our voice nuggets because I like to just hear them live, reaction, that kind of stuff. And then he said, you probably should vet them before you put them on there because the still not going to do it. So he dropped two, and then he dropped one right after he said you should vet it. So,
you didn't vet him though?
I didn't vet him. Nope.
Sure did not.
Quality.
Nope. Here we go.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and mark this time.
I really wish that you guys would just grow the fuck up, okay? How old are you? And you're still talking about neurogum this, neurogum that. Just do crystal meth like an adult. How many neurogum pieces is it going to take to build 15 booby traps and not sleep for 3 days? I don't think neurogum can do that. No, it can't. Today's episode is brought to you by Baby Blue Crush Meth. Raised here in Daytona Beach. That's not where I live. I just want to give Daytona a bad rap.
they don't need your fucking help.
They don't need your help. They really don't.
Don't come here. Pass through. We don't need you. And there's a lot of crystal meth here. So, you know, this is also an advertisement for NeuroGun. 100 pieces and you'll feel like you're on crystal meth.
well, fucking done, Josh.
Is it?
That's great.
The most hilarious part was when he was talking about crystal meth. I was thinking Daytona Beach the whole entire
time. Yeah, for sure. So the next one is titled "What the Fuck Is a Meat Cute?" Also, I totally fucking spaced.
That.
I'm not past the American average, but I got stamina, Tom. I got stamina.
So here we go. What the fuck is a meat cute?
Yo, what the fuck is a meat cute?
You, mm-hmm. No clue.
Because you meet somebody and they're cute, we call them meat ugly. Or you meet somebody at the veterinarian. Vet. It's fucking dumb, dude. Yep. Just do crystal meth like adults.
Okay? There you go. I get a common theme.
That's, right. That's what we call a callback.
Super serial.
I'm gonna be honest with you. He's selling the beach. Like, I'm actually really wanting to go to the beach right now. Like, the more I hear that.
Sorry about it. No can do. I'm Virginia, brother.
I mean, there is a fucking coast, there. You jackass. Yeah. Like, it's Jesus almost, Christ.
No can there. Do.
We didn't pass geography.
Aren't you from Virginia?
You ain't nowhere close to the beach, though.
I'm 3 hours away.
Three hours. Can't imagine.
I mean, honestly, I'm throwing that out there. I really can't don't imagine. Know.
Couldn't be me.
All right, next one.
I was going to Virginia Beach, so it is a beautiful beach, Jason.
I just want to say to Josh that I didn't. It took me until after this episode came out because I was so confused as to what it was to see it like actually spelled out, and I was like, I've never heard that before. Ever in my life. I learned something brand new.
I can send you a clip from a TV show if that helps.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying I've never heard that before. Is that weird?
So the next one he says is, me cute is just meaningless phrase. He says there's a kitchen sink in the trash, sink trash. These last two are really just to back up Kevin. But then he goes, and I said, of course you are. He goes, no, I love you guys all. Jason, because we can get high all day, but I love backing up everyone. Chris, I didn't realize you do this often. You're shut up. Can you do the shut up real quick?
Shut up.
Yeah. He gets me every time. Then he says, Chase, with a straight edge to show that he shows every time on the show, but you know he's a freak that swings his dick when the lights go out and turn red.
Like a fucking lasso.
Do it, Chase?
And I literally responded. Like, I was like, Kevin and I talk about it all the time. I was like, I guarantee when those lights turn on, that boy is a freak. Ooh, I know.
Freaky ass Chase.
You tornado? You ever done a tornado? Be honest. Sort of guy.
It's the blush.
He didn't say no. He didn't say no.
Done a tornado.
Why not? I don't think I believe you.
Because it's called a hurricane.
Helicopter.
There you go.
There it is. We were even saying it wrong. Thing.
So you do the hurricane?
No.
What's Mary's favorite move that you do?
Going to sleep.
Not singing.
After you bang it out a couple times, right?
At least a couple. At least.
4 rounds.
All right, last one from Josh Ferris, and then we'll move on to the angry ones.
Moving on.
Parents.
Or what if you meet somebody at a car accident and then they die? Is that a meat death?
Yep.
I'm just going to keep thinking of this shit all day. Meat cute. That's fucking dumb. But that's just my opinion. My opinion really isn't the vast majority of opinions. It's just mine.
It's a good opinion.
It's the only one because it's mine, but still, meat cute. What about a kitchen sink in the trash? You call it sink trash.
Yep.
Sink trash.
I like it.
He sounds like a toddler, like making up words right now.
He's literally standing next to his kitchen sink.
For sure.
He looked around.
Josh, I just hearing your voice from. That was great. I love you.
I love you.
It's fantastic. I'm sorry, Josh, that I made you think of the phrase meat cute more that day than you've ever thought of it in your entire life. But you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, yeah.
Did he provide a reason why he loved me? Because he talked about everybody but Jose.
Because you're not on the episode.
You're not
all
consistent.
The time.
Oh, see, here we go. This is the campaign against me continues. I still will continue to be a proud supporter of JoshFerrisArt.com. JoshFerrisArt.com.
Hold on.
JoshFerrisArt.com.
Did you ever say if you're, you know, now that you're doing the episode every week, did you ever say if you're going to be a part of the big board challenge?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know at the end of the episode.
Well, you're going to let us know at the end of the year when you've decided.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think
I'll let you know around this year. Around
right after
early
the
December.
Episode.
Get off. I'm sick of it. Yeah.
All right, next one. I didn't realize it was him because, like I said, I don't listen to these. He sent this through the website. Again, many ways to send us voice nuggets, Instagram, text messages, through our website. If you want to just send an audio clip to anything, just fucking do it. We love playing them. Henderbeard went through the website. We played it for a hot second. For within 2 seconds, we knew it was Henderbeard. And so because of that,
Henderbeard, beard.
All right, first one.
Beard.
I'm not even 5 minutes into this episode and I'm fucking fired up. What fucking idiot puts A1 on a fucking Philly cheesesteak? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Let's go. Man knows what he's talking about.
Wow, that was quick. All right,
yeah,
next
That's all he needs to say.
Hey, listen, all right?
Yeah. So you're still talking about cheesesteaks. Amoroso rolls.
Oh.
Rolls. That's got to be on it. Me, I'm a Whiz guy. I'm probably who you were talking about. I do the Whiz. That's my favorite. but I will concede that provolone is acceptable. Onions and peppers on a cheesesteak, that's acceptable. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the onions, not so much the peppers. Jersey Mike's cheesesteaks are a fucking joke. Jersey Mike's is a fucking joke.
Like,
I don't even know why you even mentioned it.
Wait a
them.
Second.
Take a step back.
I love it. I love the passion.
First off,
there's a lot of great sandwiches out here.
You put whatever the fuck you want to do on. The thing is, this is what happens in life. You start to get people telling you a certain way to do things and not to do things. And then if you do something the way you like it and it's better and you think it's better, do it that fucking way. All right. I'm not screaming at you because you don't put what was it? You don't put peppers on there. I ain't screaming at you about that. I should be. But I ain't. Okay? I've never had a fucking Philly cheese without peppers. Is that a fucking joke? But I'm not gonna get into it with you. But look, if there's a little A1, I'll put A1 in my goddamn cereal. I love A1 sauce.
No, you won't.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
You will put zero A1 in your fucking cereal.
Since we're talking about this on Phillies, Danny Juan did chime in. Last week, and he says, I've been to Philly, and 100% they use Cheese Whiz, and it's actually freaking delicious. I had my doubts, but they made me give it a shot. And then he also said, but all seriousness, my cousins live in Philly and took me to a few of the best spots for Philly cheesesteaks, and they all said the same thing, but the Cheese Whiz isn't like the Cheese Whiz out of a can that you use. It's more of a spread.
Mm-hmm.
Correcto.
I think we're all sick of Jose's.
There's a follow-up. I have a follow-up on the Philly cheesesteak fiasco during the most consistent segment on this podcast.
Okay. Well, we'll hold.
Oh, okay.
Holding.
Dad's is later. Yeah, that's true.
We got Spot the Fake. I have not done Spot the Fake segment. I need to do this on my bucket list. I apologize, Chase.
All good.
Yeah, do you want me to just do something?
Sure, go for it. Right now.
Spotting the Fake.
Oh, that's it? Just
that's the one.
Oh, okay.
That's it. There's your opening.
This is the segment where I give you a category, and most of the answers are actual names or titles or whatever that category is, and one of them is fake. So I've already done porn titles, but we're going back to it because it's fucking hysterical. And also coming up with fake porn titles is fun. So I have 5 different porn titles. 4 of them are actual porn parodies that have IMDb ratings.
Didn't you already do this?
Literally already said that.
What are we doing?
Oh, man.
Bro. He's joking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope so.
And one of them is a fake porn title that I came up with. So I'm going to read them all for you. Ass Ventura Crack Detective.
That's gotta be real.
The Da Vinci Load. That's a game. Real. Game of Bones.
Ooh, I like that name.
Oh yeah.
Ho-Rat.
Oh, I know that one.
Or Star Wars: Return of the Cream Pie.
I know. So, second reading of those.
Wait, what is a cream pie, Chase?
It's where you come inside them. So, and Chris,
what happens?
Yeah, what happens?
Thank you, Chris.
Please, I need a more detail. Yes,
Ace Ventura, Crack Detective, The Da Vinci Load, Game of Bones, Ho-Rat, or Star Wars: Return of the Cream Pie. Which one is fake?
Ho-Rat. That ain't real.
Okay,
Kevin's Jason. Lying. It ain't real.
No, I think Ho-Rat too because it's too obvious.
Are you wrong,
Chase? I love that you get excited about this. A little bit lower.
You're just screaming cracking, at everybody.
You're cracking a little.
Jose.
Oh, that's delicious. Do that more.
That's smooth like silk.
I mean, honestly, I got goosebumps. I did in the dick.
I was like, I can't get shit.
Got me feeling like a cream pie, which is
the fuck?
One. I don't know. So I don't know how cream pies feel, but I will say that that's the one I think is fake.
Kevin.
Yeah, it's over.
I didn't hear what he said.
Come back.
Hello?
Hey, you're back now.
Go on.
Oh, no.
No, we can hear you now. Go on. You're good now.
Ho-Rat, guys.
So, Ho-Rat. So, three Ho-Rats and a Star Wars Return of the Cream Pie.
Ho-Rat?
You can put it on the board, Jose.
Hey! This motherfucker, bro.
Hey, First of all, are there points for this one?
Does
this
hell no. Nah.
If I win,
it does.
Yes. Well, wait. It's a miscellaneous, and we Mike put it on there, but that's up to Chase allowing it if you want it for this or not.
I thought that was if next year one of us wins, that's when it becomes a miscellaneous.
Oh, touche. Yeah, you're right.
This is for 2025. It goes in effect.
So the actual full title of Ho-Rat, by the way, is Ho-Rat, The Sexual Learnings of America for Make Benefit Beautiful Nation of Cack Suckistate.
I mean, I don't watch it at Ho-Rat.
I know that one. If you would have said the whole entire title, I would have known.
16-word title. I'd have gotten it.
It does, have a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Has a 6.5 out of 10. Game of Bones with a 7.3 out of 10.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
It was a good one.
Where's the other one? Ass Ventura Crack Detective, 6.9. Giggity.
No butt stuff.
Oh. Hey. And The Da Vinci Load, 7.5 out of 10.
Gotta watch it then.
That's
how is it, Kev?
I don't know. I ain't seen that one, but I do want to recount. I just want to throw it out there. I mean, whatever we got to do. That was like the whole title of the movie, and I would have known.
I don't care. Congrats, Jose. Killed it.
Thank you. I felt like it was a giveaway because I feel like the term Star Wars itself is probably trademarked, and they probably wouldn't allow.
I said Star Wars. Star Wars.
Oh, see, I heard Star Wars.
This man didn't even know. He just winged it.
I didn't even hear you were right, the right way. But hey,
I might have said Star Wars, but I meant to say Star Wars.
Yeah, I just assume it would be Star Wars.
Yes. That's the only reason I didn't guess it because Star Wars.
I can't with you, Kevin.
So if that's what it was said, I won't.
All right. Out.
That was good. Again, great segment. Deserves a spot. I'm a piece of shit. Point. There's two of them. Right? I need one. I need yours.
I know
and
I donate
need...
shit.
What's the other one that needs a segment? I know there's two of them.
Let's write him
blind
down.
Rankings? Does no? Oh, he's got blind. Got yeah, one. It's got one. Yeah.
Chris it was the random Twitter finds.
What was the name of this one?
Spot the fake.
Spot the fake.
Thank you. Spot the fake. I'm writing it down.
Oh my bad. I'll delete it.
Come up with more thorough jingle for you, Chase.
Yeah. Spot the
fake. Thank you.
Spot the fake.
On that note, we're gonna take a little mini break. We'll be right back. This is where he fucked up.
Question mark.
Yep.
Yes.
7 minutes in heaven.
Okay. Great.
What about seven? You just gonna skip over 7 minutes?
Well, you did it last week. He's gonna do it again.
You guys gonna take a pee break? You want to go live for 7 minutes and test it out? Just do 7 minutes live, and then we'll just I can cut that on a separate segment, and we can do that at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Sure. Fuck yeah. Try it.
Yes.
Like live? Just go live straight to YouTube. So it goes we'll always have YouTube as a full thing of 7 minutes in heaven. I was thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a while. So we finish this episode out, start a new recording, and then go straight to 7 minutes in heaven.
Would you cut it from the audio episode?
No. We would end this recording, start a new one for 7 minutes.
I was thinking before this episode, literally, like as I was pulling my curtain to come back here, I think it would be cool to have something just for YouTube. Like, even if it's like a 5 minute, like after dark, not after dark, but like,
yeah,
you know how we like stop like a post, talking,
like a post yeah. show or like something,
you know,
like
or
that.
Pre-show or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking because that when way, they do, when the sports ones do it on live, you get it a day or a couple hours earlier, and then it goes to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like Joe Rogan's when he goes live on his shit, and then who? It goes. Is it in Joe Rogan that does it?
I never heard of him.
I hate you.
Oh, she is.
Anyway, just an idea. We don't have to do it now. We can think about it and then come back
do
and
it.
Try it.
Fuck it. Go with it.
I like right, Kevin's idea too.
Love it.
Yeah. I think that even if it's just like, you know, because when we stop recording, we, you know, whatever the music, yeah. and then just like whatever extra that is after the show, just cut that by itself and call it something and only put it out on YouTube.
I got you.
Love it.
That we don't have to do anything extra. We're chit chatting anyway.
Make things only for subscribers as well.
On YouTube, yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
So perfect. If you want to subscribe to YouTube, you get a little bit of extra here and there. But, you know, just throwing
a little bit more than the tip. Just a little bit more.
All right, I'm going to go pee.
A few moments later. All
right, boys. We're back. This is where we fucked up. We're doing 7 minutes a little different this episode. Let us know
what?
If you want to check it out.
Wait,
7 minutes.
What are you talking about?
We're going to do it live. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to do it live after the end of this episode on YouTube. We're obviously going to put it on the podcast. But Mondays, if you're just not doing shit on Monday nights, go to fucking YouTube and watch it live.
Go on.
Go on now. It's fine.
And we've never night. Actually put a seven minute episode on YouTube. So this will be the first one too.
Oh.
So.
The premiere nice. Episode of 7 minutes in heaven on YouTube
was a couple of days ago. Because we're
yeah.
go check it out.
So but next Monday you should definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one you're
probably
not gonna
should.
Go, wait.
Since we didn't tell anybody.
This is where he fucked up. Are you ready, Jose?
Let's go, man. What is up, my people? It is time once again for another edition of This Is Where We Fucked Up, the weekly fact-checking segment on the podcast where I call out the mistakes of the previous week. God damn. All right. We are talking about episode 246 this week. It was a great episode. It was really good. I don't know if y'all noticed, but for like a solid like 30-ish minutes, it felt just so right, just so balanced. It was just like the chemistry between the guys was silky. It was amazing. It was great. I'm not sure what happened that would ruin it after about 35 minutes, but hey guys, it was nice. It was a good time. I don't know if I'm here with anybody right now because it's just my face on the screen. But the whole crew is supposedly back somewhere in the Matrix right now. And as we do every week, we are going to strive once again here at the most consistent segment on the podcast to call out some fuck-ups. And we have some from last week. So let's not waste any more time and just dive right in. Did we slow down? This is where we fucked up in episode 246.
It sounded like our batteries were dying.
I went with you. I was going with you.
I feel like we get slower every week.
Well, you gotta keep it.
I was slowing
down.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I was very startled. I was very startled there. You know, and for those of you who are not watching us on YouTube, go watch this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that. But okay. You didn't see that. Unbeknownst to me during my intro, which is a very sacred moment of focus for me on the most consistent segment on this podcast, I was spotlit so that I was the only one on the screen and it freaked me the fuck out. But we're here now because now I see all of your beautiful faces. And it's mostly because whenever I don't see you, I don't have anyone to tell me that I'm screaming too loud or that you can't hear me. And it freaks me out. I just want to be right for you boys. But hey, ooh, we have fuck ups. Episode. Thank you, Chris. I was like, come on, man, you do it for the most random shit. Like that was a good moment for you to give me a Chris. Ooh,
it wasn't bad.
Thanks, man. All right. Speaking of ooze, let's start with the iconic Philly cheesesteak sandwich this week. As I mentioned earlier, I had an update to this conversation. There was quite a bit of Philly chatter last week, and I went on a limb to say that a real Philly does not have Cheese Whiz. It's made with provolone cheese. And while I stand by that as my favorite version of the Philly cheesesteak, I have learned that there could be some different iterations as far as the cheese is concerned. So I'm back in Philly, and I flew in on Friday, and ever since I came back, I've asked several friends, neighbors, Philly natives, what is on a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, like an authentic Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And I got different answers from pretty much everyone. So then I did a little bit of digging online. Mayor Adamson sent me something. And from everything that I saw, I discovered that there is no one specific way to make an authentic Philly cheesesteak sandwich. What I do know, though, is that it is a combination of three things. It should have chopped cheese cooked on a flat top to well done. Either one of the three, provolone, white American, or Cheese Whiz, and most importantly, should be on a freshly baked hoagie roll. The most well-known being the Philadelphia-based bakery Amoroso's baking company. So from what I have collected here, there is no one like consistent way of making it, but it has to have a combination of those things. So one thing that did stick out from every single person that I asked was the bread. The bread matters, and it really matters, as long, especially when it comes to a Philly cheesesteak. It should always be on a hoagie, and if it's an Amoroso's hoagie, then that's like the perfect version.
Is that a brand? Is that a style? I know what a hoagie is, but the other thing.
Amoroso's is a baking company here, okay, based out of Philadelphia. They're actually a couple blocks down from me, and you could smell the bread when the wind blows just right. You're like, it's just push past the smell of piss, and then you get to the bread, and it is quite magical.
I want to be a part of the city, bro.
You should, man. You should. I accept. That's a terrible joke. That's a perfect joke for New York City. I'm very surprised by how clean Philadelphia is. But yeah, I'm a big fan. But yes, Amoroso's Baking Company, they're the ones that are more well-known for their hoagies here. And so as long as it's on a hoagies, if it's an Amoroso's hoagie, then it's perfect. But there is the option. There are only two things that you can't put additionally of those things, and that is either fried onions and or sweet peppers. But a cheesesteak doesn't have to come with either of those to be a Philly.
So it does not have grilled to have onions, the just fried onions?
They call them fried onions here, but it is grilled onions.
Okay.
If it's in oil. Like.
Colloquially.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I think Chase and I probably thought like crispy. That's the
yes,
first
thing. I thought the same thing too. Yeah. I thought the same thing too. But no, it's only sweet peppers, and they'll call them fried onions, but they're just like salted.
Rather like caramelized onions than crispy onions?
It's essentially the same thing. It's a caramelized onion. If it's cooked.
Amoroso, we'll take the piss smell out of Philly. That should be their name, their new.
They're working on it. So yeah, that's what it has to have on it in order to be considered true. None of these things are any sauce, especially A1. Absolutely not. I did ask a few people. I got a couple of ranches, but most people like
it with ranch.
Wait no a sauce. Second. We're no accepting sauce. Ranch, but we're
I
not
said that
accepting
last episode.
A1. So.
He did say that last episode. It's true.
Yeah, but you got a couple of those.
Yeah, for a reason.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, you're more likely to see people. Ranch is like a universal dipping sauce. People dip their pizza in it. They dip their chicken fingers in it. They dip their sandwiches in it. So it makes more sense for somebody to say ranch. I'm not dipping my Philly cheesesteak in ranch. Or shall I say cheesesteak? Because people look at you funny when you call it Philly cheesesteak here for some reason.
I could be the outlier here, but I'm going to say it. I don't think that ranch more of an acceptable condiment on a Philly cheesesteak than A1 sauce.
I don't think either of them are, God. But I think...
That's not the question. We're not going with your fucking question there. I'm saying if there's going to be a condiment on there, which one's more acceptable, A1 or ranch?
Chase?
It's not A1. It's not.
I mean, I prefer ranch. Yeah.
Did you?
I'm also fine. Who's already said
ranch? Like,
yeah, I'm also fine without ranch as well.
I'd like to say the guy that likes A1. What's your opinion?
I mean, I also like A1. I just don't put on my Philly.
What are you trying to ask, Kevin? Like, which one the public is more accepting of, ranch or A1?
He's
going to be ranch,
saying that,
unfortunately.
That A1 is a more acceptable sauce A1 for a Philly cheesesteak.
Steak sauce that goes on a steak sandwich. Like, it's...
No.
Okay. Heard that. All right.
That's Heard it. That. Jason Pod Boss said no, so we move on. We move on to
Don't
the next thing
it.
Here.
I see that face like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker.
You see his face? He's on his spine. He's like, fuck yeah. I'm the one with all the power here.
It's A1. Jason. Yeah, it's overrated, bro.
It really is, but that's neither here or there. Okay.
This poll's going up right now. On our
I can season. Say that.
I'm going to post
it's
right now.
The one thing
now.
I can say in this world right now, white trash. It's white trash.
Yeah, for sure.
My father wears jorts. Literally handmade jorts. I can say it.
You can say it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Jose. He's like, I own a pair of jorts as well.
Yeah. That means I can say it. That's white trash. White trash.
Well, when someone that's bi wears jorts, it's style. But if my dad wears it, it's white trash. It's just how it is.
It's a different kind of jort.
You spent $200
it's
on it.
It's a different kind of jort.
He got the Levi's from Walmart and cut them up. It's different.
He's had them for like 35 years. He didn't even cut them. They just wore down.
They started as jeans.
100%. No, he's not wrong, though. That's the funny part about the whole thing. Jose's upset, or Kevin's upset, guys.
No, I'm making the poll.
Upset.
Sorry.
Oh, Kevin's making a poll. All right. Well, Kevin makes a poll.
Well, pal.
Jay, I want to bring up some more of your childhood trauma. The name of the horse that was tragically killed, that tragically died at the end of Never Ending Story, was Artax. Artax is the name. Now, you did say that last week, but you said it like you weren't really right, so I thought that this would be a great moment to clarify it and trigger you with an image of him slowly sinking.
No.
Just once again.
Nope. What are we doing? Like, why?
That quicksand, that is serious, by the way. Fake-ass movie.
Oh, wow. It's crazy. A sci-fi adventure movie was fake.
A trio!
Fuck.
That's fake.
I love that movie.
I was like, man, I thought that was a real movie the whole time.
One of my favorite movies.
I love that of everything in that movie, the one thing that Kevin was like, this ain't real was quicksand. He's like,
wait a minute, this is not
real.
A documentary?
Wait a second.
Not the flying dog. That didn't have
That didn't do anything, but quicksand, you're not going to fool me.
You almost had me.
You almost had me.
Did anybody see him when he eats that sandwich in the attic, like, just be like, I want a sandwich? Like right now, like the way that sandwich looked. I always remember that sandwich from that movie. Anyways,
I love Jason's brain. I just love Jay's brain. I love that he just shares it with people.
You're not even a sandwich person.
The Home Alone mac and cheese. Right?
Yes.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
a good point. That's a good point.
Just take
that's
one
a good one.
Do
that is good one. And it's not as good. The Stouffer's mac and cheese is just meh.
It's
all right.
Stouffer's though. It's not. So I went to a themed Home Alone Christmas party, and it's Kraft, and
I'm
they don't
jealous.
Make it anymore. No, I'm not trying to one up. I looked
they're
up.
Still
I
jealous.
It,
anymore?
And if you Google it, you can have this is where you fucked up, and this is content. But I'm 97% sure it says it's a Kraft's box that he gets from the store that he steals from, and that's where he gets the mac and cheese, and it's Kraft's that he puts on the counter.
Are you saying Kraft doesn't make mac and cheese anymore?
It doesn't make frozen mac and cheese
anymore.
Okay, I'll let you know next week. Thanks for that. All right.
I was wrong,
next
apparently.
I don't know.
You go say something.
Okay,
next week.
I'll check with you.
I was like, oh, good. I love some content. Hashtag content. Chase, last week during the opening item, that was not necessary at all because the ice was so fucking naturally shattered last week, man. It was just like...
It was
so
chill.
It was so chill, man. It just flowed. It was so nice. I said that the fictional character, death that I still wasn't over was Bill and Frank from The Last of Us. I had mentioned that the characters were played by Murray Bartlett, very sexy Aussie man, and real life homosexual. Real life one. Can you believe it? Pull your cameras out. It's a real gay.
Did he poop too?
That's how you know he's real. You know the answer. I fully forgot the name of the second dude. You said Ron Swanson, which was helpful, but then we just moved on. But I would be fully remiss if I did not go back and refer to this this amazing ally of the Alphabet Mafia by his actual name, Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman plays Bill, and yeah, I still you know that Wolverine meme where he's staring at a picture. I still look at Bill and Frank eating their strawberries in the background.
I cry like a baby. I cry like
it's a great episode.
That episode made me read his books. Offerman. Oh, because he also goes out, like, because people were bashing him, like, why'd you have to put a gay scene in there? And then his response, I think, was something around the words of, they were like yelling at him and like saying the homophobics out there were just like pissed about it. And his response was something along the lines of, that's why I did the scene, like, for fucking idiots like you that can't like hang. It was cool. So then I started reading the book, and he's a fucking brilliant guy. Like, it's crazy.
I'm laughing at Kevin because as you're giving me the like reenactment of the Nick Offerman response, he holds up his Rainbow shirt, which makes a perfect like video he can cut that makes it look like he was the one saying those words.
Jason, cut that. Jason,
yeah, you already said it would be that. Jason cutting that.
Cut that. Keeping with the trend of remembering actors by their name, by the names of their fictional characters and now their actual names, Jay, last week you mentioned that the mom from Smart House was the woman that played Peggy Bundy on Married with Children. Her name is Katie Segal. But she seems in everything that she's been in, and she's been in quite some stuff since Married with Children, that she did sort of become typecasted as this like mom character in all of her movies. And shows that she's been on. She most recently is in a recurring role in The Conners, which is the Roseanne spinoff that ABC made after Roseanne Barr went completely off the deep end. And then they killed her character and fired her off of her own show.
She goes,
which is like, I don't know. I had to share that piece there because I wasn't sure if you guys knew, but I was thinking about it, like, how fucked up, like, how crazy do you have to be like, I have a show that there's millions of dollars that have been invested into the name of my show, Jose. And they're like, you know what? You're not that fucking important, Jose. We're going to name it The Carvals and we're going to kill you. And goodbye.
Kevin Spacey tried to one up her. Like that's how that happened with House of Cards. That ended badly for him. They killed him off in that
Ooh,
show, too.
Yeah, that
was such a good show until you found out he's a piece of shit. And then you're like, damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then it, yep.
What did he do again? I forgot.
Just he's hashtag me too.
Doing things he shouldn't be doing. Go ahead and just Google that one. And
yeah.
We can
quick Google it. Search. You'll find that out.
He's quick a pedophile. Google search.
Is he a pedophile?
Some of the sorts.
Okay. What a fucking prick.
There you go.
I didn't like him as a president anyways.
Oh, okay. Oh, you knew him? You knew Kevin Spacey? Yeah.
Well, we Kevins tend to
all the Kevins, you know, keep in touch with each other.
Kevin, the
well,
quarterly
we
Kevins meeting.
Each other out as well, so we, you know, you're canceled. I've been canceled too, but not for that.
Fair. Last week during Chris's random Twitter bracket thing, where Chris was asking us which fictional character, I can't stop doing
fictional
it. Which
fictional character.
Which fictional, when he was asking us which fictional house we would want to live in, one of the matchups was the Home Alone house or the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. I was struggling with this one because while I know that the iconic Home Alone house is this fucking amazing, like beautiful house. Who hasn't like dreamt of living in a house like that before? I also know that it's in fucking Chicago. And so I was like, I will decide based off of where the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house is, but nobody knew. So I did a little research. It's based in Pasadena, California. So 1000%, I would have chosen the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. Everyone else though, I believe, chose Home Alone. Now that you know that you would be living in Pasadena as opposed to Chicago, still be living in the Home Alone?
I chose Mr. and Mrs. Smith only because
there's a good part
guns.
Of Chicago.
The guns. You did say that.
I did say the guns. Yeah.
There's a bad part of Chicago.
Very white of you.
Good part of Chicago.
Yeah, but the winter is brutal there, bro.
Winters are terrible. It doesn't, yeah, that's the only reason.
I'm not worried
it
about
matter.
Winners and losers.
I mean, it wasn't going to win the whole bracket anyways, so I'd still stick with Home Alone for the nostalgia.
I'm going to still go to the Home Alone house.
Okay. I was just, you know, checking. Wrong. You know, and it's not like, it wasn't, I don't know, when I do these things, when Chris goes out there, and finds these Twitter brackets for us to go through on the podcast, I know that I want to give him the best of me. And I'm looking at each matchup individually, not as
a fucking passion I'm talking about.
He's full of shit, Chris.
He probably
so
is.
I'm not thinking about whether it's going to lose down the road. I'm thinking which one right now do I want to live in? And
you live
it's,
in that matchup in that moment.
It's a moment. Let's go.
I'm loving this. This is awesome. You guys are fucking hyped about this.
We are so hyped. Kevin.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Josh Ferris. JoshFerrisArt.com. Josh Ferris is laughing his ass off right now. He says thank you. So I have one last fuck up to cover. Jay, I sent you an audio file. Mm-hmm. And I want to I'm going to ask you to play it because this last fuck up comes from the same segment around the Twitter finds and is your new installment of everyone's favorite sub segment of this is where we fucked up. What the fuck did Jason just say? And so this week on Where the Fuck Did Jason Just Say, during that segment, Jason said something that left us all a little bit confused. Jay, play that audio for us.
Sorry, needs one. Perfect.
But, hey, so, just to let you know, the smart house, because it's going to affect your voting.
Did you say babe?
Jason.
I don't know.
We all just heard it, and I'm still not sure what you said.
Turn it up a little bit. I couldn't hear.
I turned it all the way up. It's all the way up. Let me try. I'll try again. Let me listen.
Sorry, needs one. Perfect.
Hey, so, just to let you know,
I think I said hey.
Smart house.
Hey.
It's gonna affect
you.
Voting.
You're caught in between babe and hey, and you
100%. I think Jason.
Hey.
It was like he wanted to say babe, and then his brain
it was
realized
like,
no, that
wrong.
Emily is not in any of these boxes.
Oh, he was like, "There's more than people here than just Kevin." I can't say that.
Well, you know, I thought that he said babe, and I know that Kevin was really hoping that Jay said babe because you know he has right, because he calls him babe all the time. Yes. He may or may not have been jacking off all week to this audio and to the idea of Jay calling him babe all the time. You know, hey babe, will you edit this video? Sure, babe. I'm not sure if did I do this right? Babe, I worked all night on this. Babe, this looks fucking stupid. Fucking do it again, babe. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fix all of it. Just burn it all and start all over again, babe. Okay, babe. Thanks for teaching me everything, babe. You're the best.
That's most I have heard that word.
That's me and Jason's relationship in a nutshell, right? There.
Got that one good.
Kevin gets really excited, like, I made this amazing graphic, and Jason's like, here's 18 things that's wrong with it.
Tell me first. He'd be like, that's awesome. This is what I would have done.
Never have I ever
it's
opened
a good
up,
teacher.
This is
it's
what
good teacher.
I would have done.
It's a good teacher.
I would have
right
never
there
said this is what I, that's I, my phrase.
I'm not gonna.
Everything I know about everything when it comes to video editing is because of that man, and I love him so very much.
Oh my God, you're so gay,
babe.
Dude.
Babe.
I love you.
Babe. I love you, babe.
Babe. Not here, babe.
Babe.
Not here.
All right, babe.
I'm not gonna slander Jason. Jason isn't that much of an asshole. He doesn't do that, but he definitely does. He will sandwich it. He'll be like, that's really cool, bro. Have you thought about trying something completely different? Maybe
you're not wrong there.
You know, he softens the blow. But there you go. That's our last one. So that brings us to the very end of our segment today, which lands us with and finally here it is.
Oh, God.
This happened
last week's
moment of cringe.
Big Cock Orgy, sponsored by me.
I think it goes surprisingly good together. Don't knock it till you tried it.
I had a fisting glove ready to go.
We're all ready for the orgy party in Chase's room.
Chase's orgy room.
That'll do it for this week. We don't want to be late to that party. Missed anything, you know what to do. Slip into my DMs at HipHipJose14 on Instagram. Thank you, Mayor Adamson, once again for the supplemental producing. And until next week, peace.
Props to Andy. He reprocessed the guitar to something that will hopefully sound not as harsh underneath the voiceover, and I thought it sounded very nice.
He's an MVP.
Thank
man.
You, Andy.
He's a real MVP.
Wow. Yeah.
I wish he would be that nice with my video editing. That's nice. I'm just kidding, babe. I'm just kidding.
Babe.
Just try to give you a quick update. What's a more acceptable condiment on a Philly cheesesteak? Ranch versus A1. It's 50-50 right now. Bill Curtin said, I live in the Midwest. Ranch is an acceptable condiment on anything, which I commented, this is bullshit.
It's not 50-50
Mike.
Well, somebody must have literally just
Mike Long says mostly because I agree with Jason. A1 is for overdone steak, which means I don't ever eat it. And laughing because
that
face
man can
emoji. So there you go, folks. Go vote. Never mind. It's not. It's down. That poll is down. At this
it started going south. He's like, no,
don't vote. It's fine.
This isn't going to work.
It just broke.
It's so weird.
Comment below on the YouTube which one you think.
If it's not A1, I will delete it.
I will delete your vote. So vote like,
why are we just comments. Had 100 comments. Now we have two. Yeah. And they're
like
both from
the
Kevin.
Comments to say A1.
We got two more segments. We got I Don't Get an Dad Tip. Chris is coming at us with I Don't Get. Correct, Chris?
Yee-yee.
Yep, that's what he said in the
literally
text.
Yee-yee.
Are you confused? Do things not make sense? Are you just not getting it? Well, lay it on me, brother.
One of my favorite intros.
Chase, that was fucking good. You were on the money with that one. That's pretty good, man.
I love that intro, bro.
Hey, do you love that intro, man?
Yeah.
Cool.
You like it?
This is very simple. Last time I did this segment, it was about the mukbang, which is still stupid. But
agreed.
Here's what I don't get. I just went to New Orleans. We've all been to New Orleans. I don't get what's happened in New Orleans. And not about everything. I'm talking like this was the most tame experience I've ever seen in New Orleans. Like I'm talking... Nobody throwing beads. There's not titties everywhere. I only saw one person peeing. Nobody vomiting. One fight. The fuck has happened in
it's
New
too
Orleans?
Bad, man. That's a
what
rough night at
the
gay bar.
Nobody's throwing beads?
No. Nobody, like, I remember the last time we were there, I think before this was, I think it was Phoenix's Bachelor Party. And I just remember just rows of people throwing beads and beads everywhere.
Time,
and titties everywhere.
Is it the time of year, maybe? It was this past
week. I was going to say. Because it was the last time when people when you went with Phoenix, time of the year was
it?
Because it is post Mardi Gras.
That's what I was about to say.
Also, post is everybody's spring break as well.
Is post Mardi Gras?
Which you would think would be worse.
But there was also like frat formals. The frat bros were out. I figured it would just be like they all
fit right in.
I was like, bro, Chad. He's like, Chad,
bro.
I was like, oh, these are my people, bro. But no, like there was nobody. It was just lame. Only one person's peeing on the street, which is very low.
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Canceled.
I guess. Like I said, this is the first time ever walking down Bourbon Street. There was nobody was flashing. That I was kind of surprised.
So did you pull out your dick at least?
Well, I had to even out. I had to do something. There was no titties anywhere.
He felt bad. He felt bad for the one guy peeing. So he just went
and
stood next to him.
Nobody threw beads at me. I just got tackled by a cop. It was weird.
He saw the guy peeing and he's like, I feel bad, man, because I see your dick, but I don't know if you've seen anybody's, so I'll trade you.
I feel like it's got to be the time of year,
I guess, but I was just
sad.
100%.
I need some Louisiana.
It was fun, but I was just like, this is pretty chill.
New Orleans is literally my favorite city in America, and I've only been to like four cities, so it doesn't really.
So what cities did it beat out?
Virginia Beach,
Pensacola, Winter Garden, and
Venice Beach, California.
Venice Beach, Florida.
A short list to beat out.
So those are the only three. So it made it in there, number one. So
better than Tokyo.
Oh, I did go.
That's
Tokyo.
A good point.
Yeah, it was in America, which is crazy that I said America. you fucking idiot.
Jesus. Is that your thanks. Dad tip for the day? Learn geography.
Oh, we're done with Chris's thing? That's it?
I just didn't understand why it was so...
I did a quick Google. I couldn't find anything. Come on. Maybe that's a history lesson, Rosa. Well, maybe they passed something. I don't know.
I don't think
it's a time of the year, because I feel like we've gone multiple times, and it's been different times
of
the year.
The last time
and
we
it's...
went, though, bro, it's been...
Well,
like...
Ken, when do you remember when your batch party was? Like, what month it was?
It was a few fair. Months before you got married, and you got married anything. Around Labor Day, right? Or, yeah, Labor Day.
I did get married
over the summer.
September...
Is he look, are you looking? Are you looking?
He's got
right
a cheat sheet up there. Like that's what I got married.
I got my calendar up here.
So September is so sometime in the summer, and then
nice. So well, I thought was like around August or July. Spring. I thought,
yeah.
Also, midsummer, busy time. Lots of people traveling. People, kids are out of school. I mean, it doesn't matter. The kids. Are
I
out
feel
school,
like the very still, first time I went was like April or May. I don't know.
Yeah, which
I don't
know.
It's weird.
I don't know.
Maybe you just gotta wait for summer, bro. It feels like summer.
I guess so, but don't worry. In case you're wondering, the smell is still very
it's still
much.
There.
Oh yeah, the second you hit Bourbon Street, it's
funny
just,
that you mentioned that Amarosa, home of the best Amarosa bread in the world. We'll take the piss smell right out of also New Orleans.
Well played.
Yeah,
Amarosa. They got plenty of piss
Amarosa
smell.
Bread.
Did you wear flip flops?
Fuck no! I learned my lesson. I sure as shit did not wear flip flops.
That's terrible, Chris. That's terrible. You wore flip flops
the very first time I ever went to Bourbon Street.
I've never not worn flip flops on Bourbon Street.
That's how you got Hep C. Because
no, I'm clean. I'm clean, bro. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. I'm not gonna make fun of you. It's fine.
No, I'm still clean though.
Hey,
clean.
Yeah,
so clean.
Yeah.
I wore flip flops when I was the first time I went to New Orleans. With my friend Justin, and they were slides back then, but they were already pretty beat up and like fucking nasty. And then like it started raining on Bourbon Street, so like I'm splashing in whatever.
Oh, God, all the different just
that guy
everything.
Yeah, so I don't know if it helped or. Are you frozen?
No, your voice
he's
was
processing.
Going in and out.
Yeah. You're going echoey
to
not
I was trying
to
let you talk because your voice was going in and out. So I was
I got my hair later.
In and out.
No, you can stay.
Overrated.
Yeah, I don't know, Chris. That sucks, though.
So shout out, if anybody's listening around the New Orleans area, you'd love, like, tell, what's happened? What's happened to New Orleans? Why?
Yeah. Why? Did you feel like the vibe was kind of ruined?
No, it was still a good vibe. It just was very calm. Like, I was thinking back on the other times, and I was just like, shit was much more.
Were you
like,
as drunk
as oh, fr- you were yeah, us? Friday night, I was fucked up on Friday night, for sure.
What'd you drink?
A lot of liquor. I think I didn't have a hand grenade. I had what was called a horny gator, which was just sweet tea and vodka.
You didn't have a hand grenade or a hurricane while you were there?
No, I had a hurricane. Before we did the haunted history tour, I had a hand grenade.
Getting fucking hungover just thinking about like, sugary yeah. fucking drinks.
I fucking love
what did you what things. Did you get at Crystal?
Did you get one of their
like daiquiris?
No, I did not. Okay. No. She was like, it'll be about $15. I'm like, nope. No, I don't want that. No, thank you. I'll take my crystals that are going to be wrong. I'll take those instead.
Whoever owned that crystal was like, we're going to get a liquor license.
It is prime real estate because they are the front of Bourbon Street.
It's genius, dude.
It's probably the most busiest. Is it the busiest? Like, I'm sure like we looked this up already.
For crystal, it has to
be. I don't think we have, but yeah, it's got to be.
There's no chance it can't be.
So you can get 1,500 crystals for $15 or one fucking daiquiri.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
A 12 or a 24 sack full of crystals is available for you. Or, yeah, a $20 drink that you could get down the street for, you know, $15.
And probably better.
Yeah, the hurricane's pretty good. I got a hell of a brain freeze, though. I chugged that shit so fucking fast. And,
hand grenade over hurricane. 100 times over 100, dude.
Neither. Just throw both of them away.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't do that at all.
I was like, I'm here. I got
to
get a
if
hurricane.
You're gonna
I got
to go to New Orleans. You're not going there to just fucking chill out. You're not going there to fucking...
No. You can get drunk and not be as pain and not be in as much pain with a hand grenade.
I'm proud of myself.
You're looking. You were looking for pain. If you want a hand grenade and you want
to
experience pain,
you are looking. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Get fucked up in another way. There's so much sugar in that. You're donezo, dude.
But I wasn't hungover either day, so...
There you go.
Chris,
see that?
You get that, dude. You're walking what? Fucking tank.
Didn't you? Yeah, didn't you like one time show up to a run like reeking of alcohol, had just gotten back from the bar?
He keeps and asking the same question.
Which run was this?
Fucking nail this down real quick because
please tell me what. Please explain this.
I remember this. I remember this.
This was a 5K or like just
Kevin and I met up and then we had to pick you up and you said you were down, but we all were like, I don't know if Chris is gonna come because you went to AJ's Flipping Tuesdays and we ran on Monday. We ran on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we showed up on Wednesday. You went Tuesdays and you got tanked. Mm-hmm. You got in the car and we had to roll down the windows because you smelled like straight fucking tequila.
And you probably still finished first.
Not sorry about it.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
That or he killed the fucking squirrel, one of the other.
No, he did both, actually.
I think those are different times.
Asshole.
You're a monster.
I can't help it. He didn't fucking see me. That's his fault.
I think he saw you, and that's what killed him.
Well, you know.
It's insane.
Rest in peace.
Speaking of killing squirrels and drinking tequila, Gavin, you got a dad joke?
I don't know if that's the best transition.
We've had worse.
You know what, young lady?
That's a good point.
Do you want to go to timeout? All right. One. Two, three. It's time for dad tips.
Boy. Video project boy. That's out there waiting.
Like, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, there it is. Let me write that one down. Spot the fake dad tip. I want to bring something that was brought to me by one of my friends. I don't want to, say unless he wants to, but I think that bringing the subject of death up to your kids is probably one of the toughest things that you can do for kids. And depending on their age, like my kids are 8 and 10. So they already understand that things don't live forever. So, it's a tough subject to bring up to them, but I think that it is important that you do. Kind of at least introduce it to them. That way, if something tragic happens, that they're not kicked in the face, and it becomes something that is that affects them long term. Like our dog Lily. God damn, if she's an old lady, and it's gonna come, it's gonna happen eventually. So, me and Erica try to just drop things here and there, and she's only got so many of those left, or hey, she's you don't know how long she's gonna be around, so take advantage of these moments, and then now that the girls understand, obviously Avery gets mad when we say stuff like that. She's like, don't say that. I don't want to even think about that, but I think it's a good thing to kind of prep their minds a little bit, because if you don't, then it becomes like an immediate, yep, they're dead. And now I got to quickly come up with something, Whereas you could sit them down and be like, look, we've talked about this before, and this isn't easy for anybody, but this is a part of life and it's a part of something that happens. We don't live forever, and neither do dogs, so I think it's important to obviously don't walk around telling your kid that everything dies all the damn time, but
that's what Jason does.
Take advantage.
Oh, you like that dog? It's going to die.
Yeah. Take advantage when you can. When they're a little bit younger and say a butterfly, you see a dead butterfly, be like, look, hey, everything don't live forever, something like that, So I think there's little things that you can say to kids here and there to prep them for the terrible tragedy that is death and that is coming to everybody. That was dark when I said coming.
No, I mean, I think it's a great dad tip though. Yeah. I think that a lot of times I'm not a parent, so I can't make, judgments or whatever on the fact on how do you raise children. But I will say that I think sometimes parents over
protect their kids, and to the point where it actually ends up hurting them in the long run, because when they grow up to be adults, they can't face challenging things that their parents have just been protecting them from. So it's great to talk to your kids, like be real with them. So I love that, Kev. That's great.
Don't overexpose them, but expose them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then more in a natural way. Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, was that, me? Was I the friend?
No, no, it wasn't. But it is what it is.
Just curious. Because I think it's, you know, obviously it's not like, this is not the kind of content that folks would expect from the comedy podcast, but like, you know, real talk, it helps. I feel like if this has to help in the long run, because that's not the last time that you as a parent, my opinion, should be having conversations about death with your kids, because it's really shitty when you get into a situation where all of a sudden now you're the adult and your parent gets sick and you have to make these fucking decisions and you're like, I don't fucking know what to do. But if you take the minute to have the uncomfortable, shitty conversation with your kids so that they know at least what you want, it takes so much of that pressure off of them. So I think that's a great way to even just kind of start thinking about it that way.
Well, I think and when you go to that point, it took Jose, you know, unfortunately losing, you know, one of his parents, for him to be like, you know, if you guys haven't had this conversation with your parents, you know, you got to have a conversation with them because this is extremely difficult for me, you know? So respect to Jose for talking to his boys in a tough situation and kind of making it a learning lesson for us. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's nobody thinks about it, right? It's just like, it's one of those things that just like, unfortunately, you know, because it's so shitty, we don't want to talk about the shitty things, but it's not going to fucking not come like eventually one day. And I was like, damn, like more people should know that you should be having conversations with your kids about it. I think it's best when parents make the initiative and don't make their kids come up and be like, so when you die, what do you want? But more so like parents being able to say, hey, like, you know, getting to a certain age, you're old enough to know that like XYZ is what I want, and just do with that information what you want, store it, whatever. I think especially important when there's like more than one sibling, because then you're setting them up to end up like fighting each other if they don't agree with that one thing. Right. And so it's even harder then. So I think it's just good, like communication, like that transparency, that connection that you have with your kids, to be able to have that type of conversation with them, like comfortably. It's just good parenting. Like you're normalizing things that are important for your kids to know.
Yeah.
So IMO, I'm just
the next time you have a family vacation, make sure to bring that up. You know, no, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I mean, are you guys loving the buffet? It's great. So yeah.
Yeah, I want to bring this up
now,
real quick.
Now that everybody's having a great time at the beach here, I just really got something I want to say. You know,
do you want me to burn your body or no?
Thoughts on that?
Like now?
I love that you could use the word, which is cremation. I mean, it's like, do you want me to just burn your body?
Burn it.
Oh, like, cremation, no, funeral style?
Or would you rather have a hole?
Let me throw you in a hole or in a fucking burning.
Or in the fire, in a bonfire.
To be honest, man, real estate prices right now are not good, so I'm going more on the burning side.
Okay. I'm just letting you know. Hope you're cool with that. Anyway, the fucking steak is so fucking good.
Doesn't even need A1.
Yeah. Wow, talk about a callback. Great timing here. This is why Kevin wore the sunglasses to bring up this conversation that Dad said. He's like, if I do it early, they won't call it out when I put sunglasses on.
No, I just, you know, I need a little change. I'm tired of looking like the same old Kevin on this podcast, you know.
But we love new year, new Kev.
No, it's literally like, you know, April. So
yeah.
New year, new Kev.
Good ways into the year. This
we're only a quarter of the way in.
Yeah. Wrap it up, Kev.
Thank you everybody for joining us. Episode number 247. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a good one. I thought we had a good time, and you know, hope you did as well. Make sure that you follow us, Cup to Cup Show, on all social sites. That includes YouTube, Facebook, X, TikTok,
love the emphasis,
Instagram. You can join our Facebook group, the CTC Only Fans. That is an exclusive group for only our fans.
Exclusivo.
See the CTC Only Fans on Facebook. You can also visit our website, cup2cuplife.com, where you can find our merchandise. Some of us are wearing merchandise tonight. All of us except for one who decided to rep some fucking CrossFit shirt, apparently. Piece of shit.
Sorry.
Oh. Wow. No,
I'm just kidding. You're not a piece of shit. I love you, babe.
babe. Hey, babe.
Yeah, so check out our merchandise store where you can find all of our shirts that we're wearing here. You can also find my hat. You can find all sorts of cool-ass shit on there. We've got Chase's blog coming out soon talking about which Dolphins draft picks. He's looking
Draft's
forward
coming
to.
Up soon,
Draft's
so
coming
go.
Up. Yep. He's...
More importantly, you have the emoji game, which Dustin, Dustin won.
Go on, Dust.
So we're going to have to discuss.
Congrats,
you know,
Dustin.
Him coming on the pod
oh, no.
slash
well,
getting his free.
His...
I'm going to get him his free shirt. Well,
he is allowed to choose, Chase.
I know. I'm saying,
damn, Chase.
If he wants a shirt, I will be getting the shirt for him.
Well,
the man decide.
I think we can all throw down on that. You don't have to personally pay for that. There,
Dustin,
Chase.
No pressure. No,
anyways, Dustin, we'll be reaching out to you about that. So be on the lookout. And meanwhile, we have a new quarter started. JC. Friend of the podcast has already jumped out to the early lead with 3 points.
Oh,
name that show voice.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Oh. Name that sound. Name that sound. Name that sound. Yes.
Dicey.
Dice.
Dice. Hi.
Jersey.
Mom.
Hi. That's all I got. You guys got anything else?
No.
we are going to keep 7 Minutes in Heaven going on YouTube. If you're on YouTube right now, just stick around for a minute, and we will start 7 Minutes in Heaven if you are on the podcast, right? Am I wrong? Jason said no.
You are, but if you're listening to this, oh, you mean
this
like,
was
go,
already
I,
the
I was getting to
like
that. Thank you.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm done. No, I'm muted.
Nope. Shut up. Stay. Nope. He gone.
Put him away.
He gone.
Put him away.
He's out.
Babe. Sorry.
If you're audio only, if you haven't checked out 7 Minutes in Heaven, go check it out.
Come, babe.
It's the sports segment where we talk about sports for like 7 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Obviously, always.
Perhaps longer.
Obviously, a lot longer. And Jose, it's got a lot to talk about. Seven minutes in Heaven.
He's
so
ready.
So
much. Got into this already.
So many words to say. Can't wait.
So many.
And I'm on my third dick of whiskey, so let's get fucking going, boys.
Yeah,
it's
whiskey camp time.
Yeah. Some, all right. Three dicks? It's a great night for you.
Three dick of whiskey. I was like, you go to the bar, they're like, what would you like? Instead of three fingers, like, I have three dicks. three dicks
like,
of whiskey.
Jason, three
you're
whiskey
muted
cock,
still. So,
he said he was muting himself. He said he said muted. So he's
now
like,
he wants three. Yeah. He wants
three,
the bottom three fingers.
He wants three dicks, too. I don't know what he wants. He might want
three. He wants three balls. He wants three balls.
Triple penetration.
I can't.
He wants three dicks. Got it.
Bye.